Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. I'm going to welcome you again for a wonderful show today, a show that's about you, a show that's for you guys to be able to create that freedom, that prosperity, that cash flow, and really that financial freedom today, right? So you can be able to work because you want to, not because you have to. So as you have that greater freedom and prosperity and be able to not only have freedom for yourself, but be able to create a ripple effect throughout your life and the lives of those around you. So I'm welcoming you guys out to the show. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for making it a part of it. I love that you guys are masterminding together and many of you are friends and creating discussions and things like that. Thank you so much for making this a part of your life, is not just a part of your day. So thank you so much for being here. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You know, again, we got great stuff. I got blogs that are at least 2 years old on there, but they're still relevant today. And, you know, there's good stuff. So today I want to talk about, just something that came up really recently because I had a good friend, a guy that really was one of my kind of first mentors, right? One of the first people I really started to work with as I launched Money Ripples. And this guy, his name is Tom Collins. Great guy, by the way. Brilliant marketer. He actually headed up the whole coaching division for, and kind of the liaison between marketing and coaching, you know, that whole, that key integration piece for guys like Dean Graziosi and many other big names that are out there that get marketed and built multi hundreds of million dollar businesses, right? If not into the billions. And so brilliant guy. And I remember he actually did an interview recently, and I'm going to post the link in the show notes so you guys have that. And if you're not on my email list, get on my email list, which you can do just by getting my free ebook on moneyripples.com. I'm actually going to share it on there too and give a little bit more, get some depth behind it as well. But in the interview, he said, he actually sent me a message on Facebook. He said, "Chris, hey, I mentioned this interview about 49 minutes in, and you might want to check it out." And he mentioned, he said, "Hey, here's this guy. He was like a financial advisor. And, he's like, I'll be honest. He was struggling. I wasn't sure if he's going to really make it. And, it was, he had a rough time. But, man, like a few years later, things just took off. And, it was awesome." And so, anyways, it was kind of cool to hear that. And in fact, I just invite you to check that interview. I'll come back to that in a little bit in this interview, a little bit later. There's some secrets that are kind of what's behind the scenes more than what he realized about that. So I want to talk about this because obviously I kind of like surprising people. I really like not proving people wrong, right? That's not the case at all. I just like being able to accomplish something and shock people, right? It's kind of like if you ever watched the YouTube video or even heard the song from High Hopes. It's called High Hopes, from Panic at the Disco, right? You can check it out on YouTube. It's kind of a cool, video and the imagery they give about how, people don't even notice him until he starts climbing up the wall and then people start paying attention and then he's kind of hitting the top, right? And I can definitely relate to that video. It actually makes me cry quite a bit when I see it because I know that struggle that many of you probably have felt as well, especially if you're entrepreneurs, you know that struggle. And you also know how good it feels when you come on the other side. And maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you're listening to this and saying, "Man, I'm trying to get to that point where I'm getting people's attention." And if anything, I hope that this podcast episode particularly will serve as a hope or an inspiration for you because I'm by no means at the top of that skyscraper, right, in my own personal life. But I'll tell you that what I've experienced has been fun. I've definitely achieved some things. Although I've definitely not achieved superstardom or anything of that nature. And thanks to you guys, by the way, it actually, I've been able to express more and do more and teach more. So thank you so much for making that a possibility. But if you've ever felt underestimated, I can understand and relate to that. You know, because I grew up, you know, I was a very shy and quiet kid. Smart, you know, I was very smart. My dad, in fact, refused to let me go into preschool. He sent my sister to preschool, but he refused to let me go, even though my mom wanted to. He said, nope, let him be a kid. He's smart enough. In fact, he's too smart to go to preschool. Just let him jump into kindergarten, you know. And I wasn't like the smartest kid. That's the funny thing. I'm definitely smart, you know. I think one of the smartest things I do that people underestimate me about is that I can make it seem like I sound like a very simple-minded person. Now, granted, I like simplicity, but don't think that if I can speak in plain language, that means I'm an idiot. You know, I'll talk about that. I actually have another experience of that too recently as well. So anyways, you know, in school, I was a quiet, smart kid, right? I was the book nerd. I was the one that actually read encyclopedias when I was 6 and 7 years old because I thought it was interesting. I know that's the epitome of nerdism right there, if that's even a word. But it was interesting in high school, right? Like, even though I was smart, I kind of got lazy because, you know, I got tired of kids copying my homework. You know, I got tired of that. So I tried to pretend I was dumb because I wanted to be in sports. I wanted to be friends with the kids that were the athletes and whatnot. So I try to act like them, right? I even hung out with the preppies, if you guys even remember what that was like. You know, for those of you who even know what preppies are, you know, I kind of hung out a little bit with the preppies too. And again, just for that need for acceptance, right? To feel like I belonged somewhere, even though I never really quite fit in perfectly. And, you know, so, you know, in high school, I got passed up for everything. I mean, I was not the most athletic by any means. I was almost like Rudy, right? I was, until my junior to senior year, I grew, you know, 6 inches during almost that summertime, you know, that growth spurt was a lifesaver. But, you know, like I wasn't the best athlete. I definitely was greatest at football. In fact, I was a tackling dummy for football. So I quit that. I quit baseball because I just was not a great, you know, I wasn't great at bat, but I even wasn't that great in the field, you know, and I didn't do well with heavy pressure. So I ended up changing sports. I went to cross country and track and even did swimming for one of those years. And I always did well, but I wasn't the best. So I never stood out, you know? So I was like, I was always in like the top 7 of the runners in the cross country team, you know? You know, I was always in that category, but I was just never, you know, the fastest. I wasn't the one that got any accolades. Even for grades, you know, I didn't start really trying for my grades until towards the end of my sophomore year when my dad said, hey, you better shape up because I'm not paying for college and you're paying your own way. You better get some scholarships. And so that kind of did scare me into it. I started getting jobs and stuff, you know, and I'd work part time and my grades went from like a, you know, I think it was like around a 3.4. And then the last 2 years was like a 3.8. And so, you know, I averaged like a 3.6. So nothing that would get me any scholarship, nothing that would definitely get me valedictorian. And, you know, I didn't get any scholarships. I didn't get a scholarship till actually my sophomore year of college. I got like a $300 scholarship. That was it, you know? But you know, that was the thing is like, I was underestimated. I mean, even at my graduation ceremony, right? The kid that was a valedictorian was given his speech. And he talked about, you know, our dreams and our futures and what we're moving on to. And he mentioned, he's like, yeah, and some, you know, some of us might even open up the next pizza restaurant in our small town. And he looked straight at me because he, you know, because I'd worked at 2 different pizza restaurants. Now, there was other kids that did that too. But whatever reason, I was the guy's like, oh, you're going to be the next guy working at a pizza restaurant forever, you know. And so I'm used to that kind of being underestimated, right? I remember at my 10-year reunion, they were kind of shocked they could even dance because I actually ended up becoming one of the nation's top amateur ballroom dancers. And so that kind of shocked them because this quiet, reserved kid now all of a sudden is like getting out and doing salsa on the floor, right? And I love that. I love surprising people. And so, you know, I had that. Even when I got into the stock coaching space, you know, I started stock coaching about 2005. And now when they hired me because they said, listen, like, we know you don't have a whole lot of stock trading experience. You definitely don't have anything there, but we know you have some good teaching experience because you've been a financial advisor for the last, you know, 4 years, give or take. And so they said, for that reason alone, we'll hire you because you at least have some, we know you probably have some natural good coaching skills. You know, you could probably teach. But we know that definitely on the stock side, this, you know, the stock trading side, you're very lacking because you've been selling mutual funds as a financial advisor. Well, you know, I started doing that. And I started having fun with it, right? I started having fun because I thought, you know, yeah, at first I just tried to imitate what they did, and I learned. I was a good student of what they were trying to teach, and I was open. And that's what got me – actually, that was one of the big reasons why I started to even question doing anything with mutual funds. And, in fact, I had to drop my license even to be a stock coach as required from the broker-dealer. They said, you either make a choice. You either stop stock coaching or you drop your license and you keep doing it. And so I dropped my securities license and stopped selling mutual funds, which was seriously one of the best decisions I could have ever made. But then as a stock coach, I knew I didn't have a whole lot of training. And so I started by doing some paper trading and things like that. And I started to get really good at the trading, right? I wasn't the greatest, but I started to see some things. And I started to learn and find little commonalities, right? And that's the thing. Like even as a kid, like I would see patterns that a lot of times people wouldn't see, especially when it came to math and numbers and things like that. And so, you know, I started doing that. I even started to teach my own stuff. I started to integrate things that I was learning that actually helped me to retire in 2006. And what was fascinating is that out of like 50 coaches, right, I became one of the top two rated coaches of all of them. You know, the one that was top rated, even over me, I was number two. The guy was top rated was doing a lot more because as I got to that point where I could retire, I only started coaching like, you know, 20, 30 hours a week. You know, just for extra cash, you know, just to speed up the wealth accumulation I had. But he was doing like 50, 60 hours a week in this old guy, and he was great. He was awesome. So definitely not taking anything away. But I mean, definitely I had a lot of client satisfaction because I was teaching my way. I was doing it my own way. So that's another one. Another one that came up here just 2 years ago is I had a guy that reached out to me and he said, you know, and he kind of had a big ego. You know, he felt that he was by far a better marketer than I was. And maybe he was, maybe he's not. but he seriously would rip on me. And I don't know why I didn't catch this in the beginning. Like, cause you know, I started to have a relationship with this guy and he started ripping on my website. He started ripping on, you know, the perception he had of me. He was actually shocked when he started to talk to me one-on-one. That's where I surprised at how smart I was. You know, he didn't think I was based on what he saw on my website or anything else. He even got me to the point where I felt so shameful about it. I actually ended up updating my website a little bit. Everything but the video. The video is the one thing that I have not updated yet. So you guys are welcome to ignore my video because I have a very different message. Okay, not that much different, but a little bit. It's definitely, when I see it, it's not me. And so he got me to update my website and everything, you know, because I was trying to prove him wrong, right? Or prove myself that I have value, a great value even. And I'll tell you that has been the biggest deterrent, you know, because it hasn't been just about other people underestimating me. In a lot of ways, it's about wondering whether I have underestimated myself. And I have you ask that question is, have you been underestimating yourself too? Not just other people, because sometimes people just reflect back to you the very deep thoughts and impressions you have of yourself. And I started wondering, I'm like, wait, am I underestimating myself? Could I be capable of so much more? Now, I'd say things like, I know I'm awesome. I know I can do this, right? And coming back to that interview, you know, that I just mentioned at the beginning of this podcast here, you know, I mentioned, you know, that he was kind of wondering if I would make it. And he said, you know, confidence, he was actually pretty confident in his own abilities. He's like, but, you know, there was still that thing missing. Now, I'll tell you from other conversations I've had with him, he kind of summed it up, right? You know, we had personal conversations. He would mention, I remember even in a training, we're in a mastermind group together of like six, seven people. And I was kind of the newbie actually in that group. And there's people actually, this is where I met Ron Phillips. If you guys remember him being a guest on my podcast before for Turnkey Real Estate, this is when I first met him. This guy, Tom Collins, was actually the link between us meeting. In fact, he even said, hey, you guys should meet. And I was like, oh great, another real estate guy. All right, let's see what you've got. You know, I was really pretty skeptical of Ron. But you know, like I remember him saying, he's like, you know, people just have that it factor. You know, you got kind of that rock star status. And he mentioned the guy I had just left working with. He's like, you know, that guy's kind of got it. He's got kind of that rock star status, which really just fumed me because it's like, yeah, I know he's got that. But I was like, but I'm the real deal. Like he's great on stage, but he can't back it up. He doesn't even have a team to really help him back it up that well. You know, I was like, I'm the guy that actually got him that, you know, helped him have that rock star status because it was able to legitimize the results that his clients, quote unquote, his clients were getting, which were all my clients. Right. And so I was kind of like, ah, you know, like I was really getting worked up by that. By the way, I'll do a separate episode just on that thing in particular. But anyways, like that, so when he mentioned that, like, you know, everybody's got the it factor, and he kind of alluded to the fact that I did not have that it factor. I wasn't that guru rock star kind of person. And it drove me nuts because I was like, I know I am, right? But at the same time, I could see what he's saying because I didn't have quite the same personality that many of those guys would have. You know, I'm kind of a very down-to-earth guy. I'm very, you know, unpretentious, you know, in the sense that, you know, I would seem like the average Joe on the street. You know, I've just figured out some really cool things that have just changed and made my life a dream, right? And now I'm teaching people to do the same. That's pretty much all it is. I am nothing that, okay, I want to say that. I was about to say I'm nothing special, but the truth is I am special. And I'm just as special as you are too. And I've figured out some of those things. And as I keep learning and understanding who I am, that special nature, that thing that makes me unique comes out. And that's the thing I have you understand about yourself is that, you know, the reason that people might underestimate you is because you might have some fears holding you back. You could be underestimating yourself. You may not be. You might just have so many fears or so many excuses and dumb reasons going on in your life right now that you're not letting yourself be great. You might be satisfied with good, but not great. I will tell you that, you know, I gave you those experiences of me like in high school or growing up, right, where I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself. I started gaining more confidence later on, you know, when I was stock coaching or even, you know, as you know, being here with Money Ripples. But the key factor, and by the way, Tom even mentioned this in the interview, he said that, you know, my confidence had gone up, but he's like, yeah, he's always been confident. The truth is, I actually have had a lot of doubts, you know, not so much doubts of my ability, but doubts about how great I can be. And so, you know, I'm not trying to project this on you because I know all of you have different scenarios. Some of you guys might say, I don't even know what you're talking about, Chris. Like, I know I'm great, you know, I don't know. But for me, and if this resonates with anybody that's listening to this right now, is that I've had just as many doubts and discouragement and, you know, and just really pessimism and negativity go through me and through my head and from outside sources. That's probably just about as many as many of you. I've had plenty of people tell me to quit, to turn around, to go back and get a real job, quote unquote, to go back to college and get my degree because you can't make it in this world without a college degree. I've had plenty of people tell me that. By the way, in college, I actually, you know, in college, usually your grades get worse in college versus high school. And that's kind of the predictor that most colleges look at. That's why they want you to have a good GPA going into college. My GPA actually went up in college, you know. All because of, you know, discipline and actually applying myself. By the way, in high school, I didn't do any homework. That's why I got a 3.6. I pretty much avoided it. I just did the minimal amount of work to get a 3.6. But I'll tell you, like, you know, nowadays, for me, is that there is greatness within all of us. Each of you have something great within you. And you have something to share. And you have the very unique way of sharing it, just being the best of who you are. There's no need to have to prove yourself to anyone. And I'll tell you, it really took me till about 3-4 years ago to stop trying to prove myself so much. When I stopped really trying to do that, that's when everything got easier. You know, when it wasn't about trying to prove myself to others or even trying to prove it to myself, but just trying to be the best version of me. And I'll tell you, if there's anything, if there's a secret behind what Tom said, he said that, you know, the things that changed, he talked more about the strategy, right? The business strategy that changed my business. Talk about, you know, changing who I sold to, you know, where I narrowed down my niche market of who I'm talking to, which is you right now. I wasn't just talking to the world. And then also he said, I started selling different things, creating multiple streams of income and whatnot. That's all true, but that's not the secret sauce. That's not what changed. I do not want you to listen to that interview and thinking that's what changed about me. What really changed was how I thought about myself, how I perceived myself, and how I showed up in the world. I showed up more relaxed and more confident. And I'll tell you, even if you go back to episode, you know, 1 through 30 with that, you know, the bad sound quality of Blog Talk, you know, where I stopped doing that, started recording through my computer to get better sound quality. You know, during, you go to those interviews, like I was still questioning myself. I was still doubting. I was still dealing with all those things. I was still struggling. And in fact, he was mentioning that. I mean, he was still talking to me. We're still talking on a regular basis. And, you know, and I still had that thing like, yeah, I know I'm awesome, you know, but the numbers aren't showing it yet. Right. Like, it's like, yeah, sure. I'm making six figures, but who cares? Like, that's nothing. You know, I could do so much better. I could be 7, 8 figures, you know, all that kind of stuff. Right. Which just seemed like all talk and justification and really lack of confidence is what it was. It was lack of that self-esteem of whether or not I felt like I had to prove something. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have to prove a dang thing. You could just be you. Just do the best thing you do. Focus on showing up, be powerful, be the best version of you possible, and show up to serve others. And I'll tell you, opportunities and doors will open. It might take time, but they do open. And so if you don't want people underestimating you, and even if they do, who cares? Let them underestimate you and just go and do. You know, just keep shining. Just keep doing what you do. Just do that. So if I can leave you with anything, is just forget the world. Forget about what should happen and shouldn't happen. Forget about what you should or shouldn't be doing and what every other person out there seems like you should be doing or working and hustling for 10, 15,000 hours a week and all that kind of junk, right? Just focus on being you. And be happy. And that power will show up from within so that when you do those strategies, like, you know, what he mentioned on that interview, it'll show up so much more powerfully and it'll actually end up getting better results. It'll actually throw off the numbers and people will think it's almost like magic and it's not. And I've had that. I've had financial advisors reach out to me and be blown away that I'm able to do what I do. But it's not just the strategy. It's how I show up. That is the key. So everybody, stop underestimating yourself. Stop trying to prove the world that you're awesome. Just go and be you and be awesome. You know, I hope you make a great and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.